Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Sulaiman Tanjaktijansi, National Secretary General of Sierra Leone's main opposition, Sierra Leone People's Party. Good afternoon to you, and welcome to the Sierra Leone Telegraph.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. We know that you are the National Secretary General of the party, but what is your role in the party?
As National Secretary General, I'm responsible for the day-to-day administration of the party. I am also the custodian of its records. I keep minutes and I call all meetings of the party, including the National Executive Council meeting and the National Conference, in consultation with the chairman and leader of the party.
Okay. Many of the supporters of the SLPP have expressed concern that it was bad enough that the party lost a significant number of seats at the 2007 elections, but to have lost almost all of its seats in 2012 in Freetown, Konor, and the north of the country has significantly eroded the party's ability to mount any meaningful opposition to the Nkrumah government. So what is your overall sense of the effectiveness of the SLPP as the country's main opposition party today?
I would differ. The Sierra Leone People's Party has played an important role in the Sierra Leone policy. As a matter of fact, for the first time in the history and the modern history of Sierra Leone politics, the Sierra Leone People's Party has been the most effective party in opposition than any other party. We started the monthly press briefing before the 2012 elections, whereby we bring to the fore problems, the challenges facing our nation, as well as the malgovernance or bad governance of the current government in power, and we continue to play that role until our National Party Conference in 2013.
Okay, well, let's
sadly enough, after that party conference, our party became rather divisive. There was lack of cohesion, and that has affected our performance lately, especially in Parliament, where there is a division both horizontally and vertically that has led to the perception by some, by a cross-section of the populace, that we are not as effective as we used to be before the 2012 election.
Yes, I was just about to come to that, because some of the party's critics say that an indication of a political party in serious crisis can be seen where a few weeks ago, when President Nkrumah decided to extend the Ebola emergency regulations, Parliament had to vote on a resolution. There are reports, of course, that SLPP executives advised their parliamentarians to vote against the motion, but surprisingly, they did otherwise. What's your view about that?
Well, I'm saddened by that development. I must say I'm frustrated, disappointed, because before I left Freetown for the United States, later to the UK, the party has taken a position to oppose any extension of the state of emergency, because we do not think that it's necessary at this particular juncture where Ebola is on the verge of being eradicated. And we believe that there are other motives behind any extension.
race for the flag bearership, let's talk about a burning issue, because many Sierra Leoneans, both at home and abroad, were under the impression that the highly debated issue of Dr. Kande Yunkala's status in the party as a bona fide registered member had been resolved. But according to latest media reports, there is still confusion. As the party's Secretary General, what is the truth about this?
The truth about it is that I have said it, and let me repeat it. Dr. Kande Kole Yomukela is a bona fide member of the Sierra Leone People's Party, having registered in at least four branches of the party. In 2013, I have documents, receipts of payments from the poll office, especially from his mentor, Dr. Ila, who instructed to pay his registration fees, and who also instructed to pay his dues from 2013. Those documents are in my file. I also have a document, a letter from the Secretary General of the United Kingdom and Ireland branch, mm-hmm. confirming that he registered in the UK in one of his branches, mm-hmm. and that he fully paid the dues in that regard and was issued a card and a receipt to that effect. Mm-hmm. I also have in my custody a letter written by the chairman of Continental Europe, also confirming that Kande Yomukela registered in their branch, paid all the dues regarding that registration, and was also issued with a receipt to that effect. I have spoken to the chairman of the United States at the years. Assured me that very soon he will also forward to me documents or letters and receipts confirming that Dr. Kande Yomukela is a member of two chapters in the United States. Taking all that into consideration, if that is not enough reason or enough acknowledgement of his membership, then I wonder what else will be. I have raised an issue to rest before I let Sierra Leone, but issued by a missive that I sent to the coordinator of the Kande Kole Yomukela movement, who also happens to be a senior member of our party, mm-hmm. and a former ambassador, Ambassador Dabo, in which I have categorically stated that he is a member of the party. Those who continue to bring this to the fore just want to bring the party into disrepute. Because as a political party, we need numbers to win an election. I've never seen this in my over 30 years experience in politics. Mm-hmm. We, as a party, would drive away members when the values of our party are very, very apparent. We do not believe in exclusion, in any policy that excludes people from joining our party.
Yeah, but I think one of the issues raised certainly by some of the local media in the last 2 days is that someone in the party executive or a group of people within the party executive are questioning the legitimacy or authenticity of those registration documents that you refer to.
I'm a lawyer. If I say something is authentic, I have done my research. I think those people who are questioning it should look at the constitution of the Sierra Leone People's Party and also the constitutions of the United Kingdom, United States, and Continental Europe, so that they can see that according to those constitutions, Dr. Kande Yomukela is a registered member of the Sierra Leone People's Party. And I don't know why it should be an issue, because there's nothing in our constitution that stops anybody from registering, mm-hmm. or that stops anybody who has registered from running for office within the party. Let me give you a few examples.
Yeah.
The retired Brigadier Julius Madabio joined the Sierra Leone People's Party, according to our record, in 2005. And that same year, he ran for the office of leader of our party, vice presidential candidate of our party. Nobody stopped him.
And the constitution hasn't changed since then?
The constitution hasn't changed since then. Also, a former chairman and leader of the party, John Opojo Benjamin, joined the party officially in 2004. And that same year, we made him candidate anybody who can perform and who have all the experience and academic and other qualifications to perform for us are given an opportunity to perform for us. That has been a value, that has been the history of our party, and nobody can change it.
Okay, let's move on to another issue which concern many people in and out of Sierra Leone, and that is to do with the peaceful conduct or otherwise of certain people within the party. And I'm referring in particular to the riotous disturbances by a small number of people outside the party office during Kande's visit, which, of course, I do know personally that you have strongly condemned and others in the party also have condemned. But what is the LCLPP going to do to clamp down on this kind of behaviour that is threatening to destabilise the party and, of course, destroy its electoral chances for 2018?
Well, yes, as a party, we do not believe in confrontation. We do not believe that we should confront our supporters with another form of violence. We think that the Sierra Leone government should play its role in ensuring peace, stability, law and order in the country. I blame the government of Sierra Leone for this. The police were standing there watching supporters sending bottles against other supporters without making a single arrest, only to fire tear gas, which means that the measures they took were only temporary at that particular juncture to stop the mayhem. Mm-hmm. Then trying to stop it permanently, they want to stop it temporarily. This has always been my criticism against the government of Sierra Leone, that since the APC assumed office, lawlessness has become the vogue. It has become the trend in our country. And I think they should clamp down on lawlessness wherever it is perpetrated. I would not condone it, neither as a politician nor as a lawyer. I think government has stepped up to the plate. And the fact that they could not, I also condemn the fact that they could not provide adequate security for Dr. Kande Yomukela to continue his tour of the country, his return home, and as a member of the party, if he wants to go around to meet members of the party, I think it is but wise in a democracy, it is but right in a democracy for the government of Sierra Leone to provide him with enough security. I found the reason given by the Secretary General of Police, furious, to say that he cannot provide the security that he needs. Because I want to know what are they preoccupied at this particular juncture not to be able to provide security for aspiring people, for aspiring candidates for the high office in Sierra Leone. Ours is a democracy where our constitution guarantees freedom of association, freedom of expression, and freedom of movement. And I think it behoves on the police to make sure that they guarantee that aspect of our constitution, because after all, the constitution provides that they must guard the people of Sierra Leone, they must ensure law and order in Sierra Leone. And I think they have not played that role very, 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 very adequately or sufficiently.
Yeah. I'm quite sure that many people in Sierra Leone will agree with you that the police, the government must take responsibility or must take some responsibility for any form of violence in the country. But what would you say to those who would argue that the party, SLPP, given that there is allegation that some of its supporters were responsible for such violence, the least the party should do is to undertake some kind of inquiry and publish its report into the violence?
Just leave it at the office. When I return home, I would try as best as possible to set up a committee to investigate what led to those violence and to make recommendations so that it's not repeated. It saddens me to hear that my party, the party of peace, the party of progress in Sierra Leone, has now been reduced to a party of thuggery. We cannot allow that to happen. That was not the dream of our forefathers when they formed this party. Mm-hmm. It was a centralized party formed to unite our people, to build cohesion that will lead to development and progress, that will guarantee the rights of each and every individual, and that would create opportunities for every Sierra Leonean to grow. Mm-hmm. We have following our supposed to create mayhem, which has got the party to got ridiculed as content. I condemn this vehemently. I'll continue to condemn it, and I will investigate not only the circumstances leading to that to those sad and disgraceful events that happened about a week ago. I would also, because I've heard people claiming that Candace Correia Lukela's registration in Bo is suspicious of fake, I would call on the police to investigate.
Mm-hmm.
And if we investigate and find out that people are behind this, the next day reactions will be taken. Because I was the party of law and order, and I was the party that believes and respects the rule of law.
Okay, I mean, talking about building party unity and cohesiveness, will the National Executive Council of the party be organising a meeting of all the differing factions and presidential aspirants anytime soon so as to resolve their differences and build party unity?
The process is on. As a matter of fact, today I spoke with three aspiring candidates, and they are all agreeable to the process. Meetings have started, and I'm sure very soon that will culminate in a meeting of the National Executive Council, whereby we'll lay the groundwork not only to take the case out of court, but also to lay the roadmap to a fresh election at the United SLDC.
Yes, I was just about to come to that. When is the party likely to hold its flag bearer election and election of party executives? I'm asking this question conscious of the fact that there is a Supreme Court case going on, which recently there was an injunction stopping the party from holding elections at any level. But do you have any sense of when the flag bearer election could take place?
The flag bearer election will definitely take place next year.
Mm-hmm.
However, the election of national officers should have taken place as we speak. The process should have ended in August, before August 17th, when our term expired. However, because of the current state of emergency and the fact that there is now a court injunction against us continuing with the process or starting or even starting the process, we are that on hold. We hope that with the ongoing peace process, with the ongoing negotiations, we might be able to settle this before the end of the year. And if that happens, then let's say by the first quarter of next year, we should be holding elections for a set of national offices, and we would be thinking about whether or not we would have a party conference that would choose both the new executive and the flag bearer, or whether we would have two separate party conferences next year to choose the national offices and the flag bearer for the 2017-2018 presidential election. However, if we are able to settle the issue out of court, that Supreme Court case, before the end of the year, and I think we can start the process, and if we start it by September, we might be able to hold a party conference, which is the next set of national offices by December. But as I think that will depend on the peace process and the correct action in court.
But settling out of court may involve the party reinstating the membership of Mr. Bangura. Is that an option that the executive may entertain?
That's not necessarily when you're in peace negotiations, you know, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think that Mr. Bangura wants instability within the party. He has concern about the neutrality of the present crop of national offices
mm-hmm.
in conducting any future election. And I think if those fears are lead, if we give him the assurance that we would create a level playing field for everybody to participate, and for everybody to have an opportunity to put its case forward and for the delegates to decide, I'm sure we would not need to change any executive whatsoever. Our elections have been conducted usually by an independent electoral board, not by the city national office.
Yep. I'm sure SLPP supporters would be pleased to hear that, and no doubt Mr. Bangura himself would be pleased to hear that. Mr. Sulaiman, Osman Banja Tijansi, National Secretary General of Sierra Leone's main opposition, SRPD party. It's good talking to you, and thank you.
Thank you very much.
This is Abdul Rashid Thomas reporting for the Sierra Leone Telegraph.